Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Well, no stranger to the airwaves at this station or any other, on the South African music scene, the last decade ablaze, taking a moment to pause, reflect and connect on a deeper level with the people who've been there every step of the way. Ladies and gents, welcome back to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Matt Josie!
Yo!
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom,
boom. I keep forgetting to send that to radio stations. That's how I want to be introduced. Yeah.
You just cut paste our intro and then you go, just play this. I can go on more because there's an incredible career, and I've had the pleasure of introducing you on stages, talking to you and chatting to you and watching your career over the last decade. And does it feel like a decade to you?
No, definitely not, man. It just feels like just yesterday. I mean, you know what's funny is, like, I've been doing this for so long and I know so much more, but I still know nothing. you know what
that's
I mean?
Life.
Yeah. And it's been such a privilege, man. Yeah.
Listen, so tell us about this concept now, because Songs and Stories by Matt Josie, it's like, if I have a look at this and I see the live show, this is a heartfelt journey through the songs that have shaped your career, basically. Tell us how the concept was born. I mean, it obviously wasn't like, oh, I've reached 10 now maybe I should reflect a little. It comes from, you know, a period of time and not just one specific moment, but a period of reflection.
Yeah, I mean, for a while now, for some shows and during certain moments, I've been taking time out to explain some of the songs and kind of go through my journey as a musician and in my career. And the more I've done it, the more I've realized that people don't actually know how this works. You know, people don't know what's going on in the kitchen. And I've got, like, so many stories that are, like, I don't want to say boring to me, but they were just kind of part of my life. Mm. And now, like, when I share it with other people, they're so interested. And I was like, you know what, like, let's make this more of a thing. You know, I've heard so many cool stories from, like, Art Matthews and like Ross Diamanth and stuff, and I'm like, for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, bro, I love these stories, tell me more. And I'm hoping other people get excited about my stories as well. Yeah,
because that's the truth. You know, when you're as an artist or somebody who loves and appreciates music is in an audience watching and being a part of somebody else's storytelling, you're fascinated and you're amazed at the stories, not only behind the music, but about that individual. Yeah. But then when it's you, right, when you're the artist or the person performing in front of a crowd telling your stories, it's a different feeling.
Right? Yeah.
It's not a feeling of, well, now I'm in a position where I'm engaging. Now you're sharing. Right, so it's a position of vulnerability. At the same time, it's also the unknown if you haven't done this before, right? Because now what you don't realize is that there's an audience wanting to hear it, and you're going to have to give it. So it's a total different mindset to have going into that space, which we love as the audience, right? Because we'll love it, because you mentioned Art Matthews and Ross. I've been there listening to those stories, and I think about you doing the same thing, and as an audience member again, I'm going, I can't wait to hear it.
Bro, this radio station doesn't pay you enough. This guy's too good. He's too good. What am I going to say? I was just watching you, admiring how good you are. I was like, what am I going to add to this? So I say, just say what I need to say, please.
So the big thing is that you're taking to the stage to do this, and it's happening on the 2nd of August at the Baxter Theatre in Town. And I love intimate evenings like this, because you're going to hear, and there's a part of that vulnerability that doesn't only come out in music, where you've written something and you know that in that moment you've written it and you're going to sing it. But when you're on stage having to tell it, you know, there's no rehearsals for that part of life. You know, you can in your mind have a game plan, but it's raw. I mean, there's no better way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of my vibe. Like, it's I'm a very, like, on-the-cuff kind of guy and go with the moment. Like, I mean, I like to prepare. Like, I'm always practicing and putting a lot of effort into it. But, like, back home, we always had the saying, like, you practice as hard as you can so that you can do things off the cuff. You know, when I was in jazz school, we would practice hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and only once we knew the song backwards and frontwards, then we could improvise. They weren't like improvise straight away. They were like, you got to know the song before you can improvise the song. And so you'll see a lot of improvisation.
Yeah.
But yeah, just know that we're going to put a lot of effort into it. It's going to be an awesome evening. Please pull in. We're trying to sell the show out.
No, we're going to get, please, ladies and gents, you want to be there. It's a special show. 2nd of August at the Baxter. Importantly, it'll be the last time because then you're heading off to, I mean, you literally, it's like off we go. We're on a plane and we're off to Europe.
Yeah, yeah, for my first European tour. Crazy, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. To all the embassies with my passport, please make sure you put the visas in there. Please for me, please. Thank you, guys. That'll be, I'll appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm just, again, just another privilege. Like, I've put in a lot of effort into this tour and I'm touring with Easy Freak.
Nice, yeah.
An amazing band, but also good friends. We've known each other since we were like 15. So we've been long, long time friends. And both our first times doing a European tour. I've never been to Germany. I've never been to Ireland. Hopefully, man. Thank you. It's going to be fun, man. I'm just, I had a few goals this year. And when I started doing this European tour, I was like, okay, cool. Like, no matter what happens, as long as I give myself the opportunity to get over there, do my best, I'm happy. So if you've got any friends in Europe, tell them I'm coming. We're coming to you.
We will definitely.
I mean, Rocky, the people in Bloem Vegas, in Bloemfontein, loved him a couple of weeks ago. They were throwing themselves at him.
Calm down.
Listen, there's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that Germans, the Irish, and everybody in Europe that has the privilege of seeing you in your tour are going to absolutely love you and want you back again there next year. Ladies and gents, please don't go missing this opportunity to go and listen to Songs and Stories by Majosi. 2nd of August, please die rise. It's around the corner. It's happening at the Baxter Theatre, Cape Town. We're going to sell the show out. And ladies and gents, Majosi! Hey!
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.